You got to tune to WOPOP, KEXP 90.3 FM, where the music matters. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host, and I am stoked beyond belief. Strome in the studio. First time in Seattle.
Yes. No,
KEXP.
Actually, the second one. But the first time in a radio.
On a radio.
Seattle. Yeah, on a radio. Yes.
And you're a radio veteran.
What does that mean?
That means that you used to work at a radio station.
Yeah, but not usually in English-speaking radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know more about that. Would love to hear some music, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go with Papa Ute.
Dites-moi d'où il vient, enfin je saurai où je vais. Maman dit que lorsqu'on cherche bien, on finit toujours par trouver. Elle dit qu'il n'est jamais très loin, qu'il part très souvent travailler. Maman dit travailler c'est bien, bien mieux qu'être mal accompagné. Pas vrai, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, c'est ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché? Ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey, où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Ou pas, il y aura bien un jour où on n'y croira plus. Un jour ou l'autre, on sera tous papa. Et d'un jour à l'autre, on aura disparu. Serons-nous détestables? Serons-nous admirables? Des géniteurs ou des génies? Dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables. Ah, dites-nous qui? Tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais tout, on aurait hérité, c'est ça. Faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey, où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché, ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey, où est ton papa? Dis-moi où est ton papa? Sans même devoir lui parler, c'est ce qui ne va pas. Ah sacré papa, dis-moi où es-tu caché, ça doit faire au moins 1000 fois que j'ai compté mes doigts. Hey, où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es papa, où t'es? Où t'es, où t'es, où papa, où t'es?
Strome, live on WOPOP on KXP.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been tossing and churning, like, over the last couple of days, because there's so many things I want to talk to you about.
Huh.
But let's start with that song, Papa Ute. Tell me a little bit about it.
The question is, what's a good father?
Uh-huh.
What's a bad father?
Okay.
I think that's the meaning of the song, with no answer, unfortunately, or hopefully, I don't know, but... I think when you're a teenager, you think that maybe you could be better than your father, and you actually used to say to him that he's not perfect, but actually when I wrote the song, I realized that actually I just had to wait to be a father to understand what it's about being a father. I don't know if, sorry for my English, but I don't know if you get.
No, I totally do. I am a father, and I also had an absent father, and it's definitely that. Like, okay, I don't know what this is really is until you have one. But on that point, these are very deep subjects that aren't often sung about in pop songs. Mm-hmm. So you're covering a pretty broad range of emotions and experience, and I'd love to know, like, what's the motivation for that for you? Where, you could be just singing about love and good times and bling, but
and having fun. I don't know why, but it's just difficult for me, and it's obvious that it's obvious for me to talk about something. You know, who decided that you can't talk about something a bit sad or melancholy or whatever on a dance track, on a pop song.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, yeah, I feel that like this, and because maybe I used to listen to this kind of music because of people like Buena Vista Social Club,
mm-hmm.
Cesaria Evora. It's like, you know, those kind of dance track, but at the same time, melancholy tracks. Yeah. And I think that's exactly like how life is, you know, because you know, it's not about only having fun or only about sadness. It's just the both at the same time.
At the same time.
And I used to compose like this.
But it's working because you become a ridiculously successful musician.
Thank you.
And band. And
That's a beautiful compliment. Thank you.
And it's just getting better. You're in the States right now. This is the second time you're on a tour. You've got a full roster of amazing places. You're going to be in Portland, and then you're going to be in L.A. at Club Nokia. And you're finishing off on the 16th at Las Vegas, the center of the belly of the beast of the United States.
Yeah.
And your music, that sense of like happiness and sadness, the melancholy, I think is going to be received there ridiculously well.
I hope so.
Please, thank you. I want to talk more, but I'd love to hear another song if possible.
Let's play. But I was talking about Cesaria Evora. Let's mm-hmm. talk about her. This track is a tribute to her. I don't know if.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
No, we love Cesaria Evora. She's the first time you played here at the Showbox Market. That was one of the last places she played.
Oh.
Barefoot and all. I DJed open for her. It was an amazing experience.
Everybody even understand one word.
No, it doesn't matter.
And it doesn't matter. You're just crying when she was singing.
This is true.
Cesaria Evora.
Evora, 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 Evora. Les effluves te rompent dans ta voix, me font tourner la tête. Tu me fais danser du bout des doigts, comme tes cigarettes, immobile comme à ton habitude. Mais es-tu devenu muette, oh, est-ce à cause des kilomètres que tu ne me réponds plus? Evora, Evora, tu ne m'aimes plus ou quoi? Evora, Evora, après tant d'années. Evora, Evora, une de perdue, c'est ça. Evora, Evora, je te retrouverai, c'est sûr. C'est sûr, ça c'est sûr. Evora, Evora, souviens-toi de la première fois où nos regards s'étaient croisés, même que ton œil disait merde à l'autre, et surtout à moi. Hein, mais pourquoi moi, alors que les autres te trouvaient bien trop laide? Peut-être que moi, je suis trop bête, mais je sais t'écouter. Evora, Evora, tu ne m'aimes plus ou quoi? Evora, Evora, après tant d'années. Evora, Evora, une de perdue, c'est ça. Evora, Evora, je te retrouverai, c'est sûr. C'est sûr, ça c'est sûr. Evora, Evora,
chapeau pour la route à pied. Nuet et nuetait, un diva au pied nu restera. Et à vie, Césaria, et à la mort aussi. Aux brigades, tu en brigades, à des millions de soldats dans ta patrie. Donc garde à vous, Césaria, tu nous as tous quand même bien nus. Hein, tout le monde te croyait disparu, mais tu es revenu sacré. Césaria, quelle belle leçon d'humilité. Malgré toutes ces bouteilles de rhum, tous les chemins mènent à la dignité.
Évora, évora. Évora, évora. Évora, évora. Évora, évora.
Tu ne m'aimes plus ou quoi?
Évora, évora.
Après tant d'années,
évora, évora.
Une de perdue, c'est ça.
Évora, évora.
Je te retrouverai, c'est sûr.
Oh, soda,
soda di digna Césaria.
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 Oh, soda.
Soda di digna Césaria.
Oi, soda.
Soda di digna Césaria.
Oi, soda.
Soda di digna Césaria.
Oi, soda.
Soda di digna Césaria.
Stromae, live on WOPOP and KXP. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Paul, would you introduce the band, please?
Manoli Avgustinatos. He's the cavaquinho player, guitar player. Actually, they could play every instrument they want.
They just have that crazy talent.
Yes, exactly. Beautiful. Manoli and Florian Rossi. So he's half Italian, half Belgian. And Manoli is half Greek. French. I said, what? Belgian. Sorry, French.
Yes.
Sorry, Florian. and Manoli is half Greek and Belgian.
Okay, and you are half Rwandan, half Belgian.
Exactly.
I want to, I've been following your career for a while, as many, but I want to do a little introduction to people that might not know you, because you're trying to do something right now that hasn't happened in a very long time. And I don't think it's ever happened in French. To get a number one record in the United States, and you could do it because you've got the package.
Knock on wood.
So, but I'm getting everything from the internet, so it could be lies. So I'm just warning you right now, and I apologize if it's wrong.
Okay.
But you got started in hip hop.
Yes,
and that was your first love.
Correct.
In music.
Yes, my first love that I decide to listen to. I choose to listen to.
Okay.
Compared to when you listen. When you're younger and you listen to the music of your parents, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, it's fine. No, it's true. Same thing. And now you're living in Brussels?
Yes, still.
Okay.
Still in Brussels.
So, but you've actually become a sensation in a French-speaking world, and this is your second record, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so on your second record, your song becomes the national anthem for the French... for the Belgian soccer team in the World Cup as they advance. So
yes.
You're getting this attention for what you do mm-hmm. from all over. You start two clothing lines. One clothing line, you repeated these like...
Yeah, actually, it's two different collections, but yeah, one clothing line, yes.
And then as I dig deeper, you have a huge depth. Talking about Cuban Son, Boniface Social Club, Congolese Roomba and all that. So that's a lot of stuff there that's going
different
on.
Different influences.
Different influences mm-hmm. and actually able to... So you're somebody who's not from Belgium, came in from all the place, and now has become the voice of your... people in your country. What is that like?
But actually, yeah, I'm from there. I cannot say, I'm half African, but I used to say, okay, I'm 40% African and 60% Belgian, even if genetically I'm half and half.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you're born and raised in Europe, it's difficult to say, I'm from, I know Africa very well. You can't say that. But I know Africa through the prism, the European prism, actually. So it's difficult to say, And yeah, it's, so of course I'm half and half, and I know my culture, but not so well as a real Rwandan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty funny to be to don't have, you know, to don't have the local color, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just and be supported like that and considered as a real Belgian, because I'm a real Belgian, actually. I'm a real. So yeah, that's just history, and it's important to live with it. And yeah, that's just history, and that's what's really, that's our next step of our planet, I guess.
I totally agree, and that was my next point, is that, mm-hmm. that the conversation I've had with other people about you is that you're actually representing the entire human experience. That's a big thing to say, and I'm sorry to just suddenly heave that
thank
on you.
I understand the compliment, thank you.
but it's like, this is Africa, and this is Europe, and this is the 21st yeah. century,
mm-hmm.
and video, and fashion, and song. So thank
and
you
America
for being
as
here.
Well, and America, and South America as well, and maybe Asia. I don't know very well the music in Asia, but I'm looking forward to discover everything and put some influences in my music.
I think you're going to do it, and I look forward to just following your success more and more.
Thank you.
Would love to hear some more music, please.
Let's talk about somebody drunk.
Okay, we know that. Seattle knows drunk.
Actually, it's
we
more about that. Loneliness. The track is more about loneliness, and it's called Formidable, because the word exists in English.
Yes.
I discovered, yeah. So, Formidable.
Formidable, formidable, tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable, nous étions formidables. Formidable, tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable, nous étions formidables. Oh bébé, oups, mademoiselle, je veux pas vous draguer. Promis juré, je suis célibataire. Et depuis hier, putain, je peux pas faire d'enfant. Et bon, c'est pas, hé, hey, reviens, 5 minutes quoi. Je t'ai pas insulté, je suis poli pour toi et un peu fort bourré. Mais pour les mecs comme moi, ça vaut autre chose à faire. Hein. M'auriez vu hier, j'étais formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable, nous étions formidables. Formidable, tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable, nous étions formidables. Hé, hey, tu t'es regardé, tu te crois beau parce que tu t'es marié. Tu sais qu'un anneau, mec, t'emballe pas, elle va te larguer comme elles le font chaque fois. Et puis l'autre fille, tu lui en as parlé. Si tu veux, je lui dis, comme ça c'est réglé. Et au petit aussi, enfin si vous en avez, ha, attends 3 ans, 7 ans et là vous verrez si c'est formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidables. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Oh petite, oh pardon, petit. Tu sais, dans la vie, y'a ni méchant ni gentil. Si maman est chiante, c'est qu'elle a peur d'être mamie. Si papa trompe maman, c'est parce que maman vieillit, tiens. Pourquoi t'es tout rouge? Bah reviens, gamin. Et qu'est-ce que vous avez tous à me regarder comme un singe, vous? Ah oui, vous êtes ça, vous. Bande de macaques, donnez-moi un bébé singe. Il sera formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables. Wouh!
Strome, live on WOPOP, KXP. That was great. You're in character. Perfect. And it's a beautiful video, and it caused quite a sensation, actually.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about your thought process on videos, which are just as important as the recordings right now.
Actually, when I was composing the track Formidable in my home studio alone, it was obvious for me. I just wanted to play, to act, to fake that I was drunk in the street, and I asked the director Jérôme Guillot, and he helped me and directed me to do the good thing. Never be too much or too less.
Not overdo it.
Yeah, and we worked a lot. We did just this hidden camera in the street in Louise Square in Brussels. And actually, people was just recognizing me, but at the same time, ignoring me, taking pictures of me. It was just a definition of humanism. Mm-hmm. What we are, human being. We could be just voyeurist, ignorant, or helpful, not helpful, but actually give a hand. So we just had all those different behaviors in this street, and I was pretty surprised to see how we are good. Human being is really good. We are so good and really nice.
That's good. That's wonderful. That's a great learning process. But let's talk about the United States right now for a second, because you're here right now, you're doing this tour, and you're starting to work with some pretty big names, Diplo, Kanye West, old school Grace Jones, Will.i.am. What's that like for you? Are you feeling like, I'm a peer, I'm just there, or is it like this process of like, okay, are they treating me like I'm this unique little boutique thing? Is it collaborative or is it more?
Yes, it is. It depends, actually. Sometimes I think it has to be genuine. And for example, the track Meltdown for the soundtrack of
Mockingjay.
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. she decided to call my manager and. I was surprised, and I sent two tracks, one called Merci on my album, and another one, a new composition that you don't know, but and she decided to choose the one of my album, and she just, it was really interesting to see how it was important to have my advices, my opinion for the different collaborations she wanted to have with Pusha T, with Haim, with all those beautiful performers, singers and songwriters. So, sometimes it could be. I think the danger is to do something too artificial and just to do for doing this, you know.
Yep.
Because you have to, and all those collaboration was just genuine, and I'm happy of it. So I'm really thankful to all those beautiful singers.
Wonderful. So this is the dilemma that often happens, is that like you come in and then you get this pressure to stop being you and become more American.
That's the but it's good. I think it's good. You have to integrate yourself. I don't know if it's it's important to do it, but not in the wrong way.
Yeah.
I think just the easiest way, of course, is just, you know, do this kind of translation, easy translation, and I don't think so. I'm sure that American people could feel and can feel the emotion, the feelings, the sincere feelings.
Yeah.
And if I try to just imitate an American singer, they will directly feel it. And it's more interesting to sing in your own language, which is more sincere, I guess. So,
I totally agree.
Okay.
And you've got everything. You've got the package down. I think you're going to be able to stand out under the pressure, and it is a pressure cooker.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would love to hear some more music, please.
Then the last song is an a cappella version of Tous les Mêmes, which is a song about love, but not the cliché and the positive way of love.
Okay.
There is also a negative way. which is interesting and necessary. That's just a ridiculous man and a ridiculous woman, but they are just beautiful.
Perfect.
Vous les hommes êtes tous les mêmes, macho mechi, bande de mauviettes infidèles. Si prévisible, non, je ne suis pas certaine que tu le mérites, avez de la chance qu'on vous aime. Dis-moi merci, rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous au prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve. Pom 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 pom. Facile à dire, je suis gnangnang
gnangnang,
et que j'aime trop les blablabla, mais non non non, c'est important,
pourtant
ce que t'appelles les ragnagna, tu sais, la vie c'est des enfants, et comme toujours c'est pas le bon moment. Ah oui, pour les faire là tu es présent, mais pour les élever, il y aura des absents. Lorsque je ne serai plus belle, ou du moins au naturel, arrête, je sais que tu mens, il n'y a que Kate Moss qui est éternelle.
Moche ou belle,
c'est jamais bon.
Bête ou belle,
c'est jamais bon.
Belle ou moi,
c'est jamais bon.
Moi ou elle,
c'est jamais bon.
Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous au prochain règlement. Rendez-vous, rendez-vous, rendez-vous sûrement au prochain rêve. Pom 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 pom. Tous les mêmes, tous les mêmes, tous les mêmes, et y'en a marre. Oui, tous les mêmes, tous les mêmes, tous les mêmes, et y'en a marre. Tous les mêmes, tous les mêmes, tous les mêmes, et y'en a marre. Oui, tous les mêmes, tous les mêmes, tous les mêmes, et y'en a marre.
You got it into Wopop KXP, Stromae live in the studio. That was ridiculously, amazingly good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I love the way you say that.
There probably is no French
That's
translation.
That's a good balance. Ridiculously amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's just, you know, you know, wonderful magic. It's like, what's going to happen?
Thank you
That
very
was
much.
Wonderful. Please come back again.
Thank you to Florian and Marie. And thank you. Thank you for having us.
Please, please, please. Thank you. This was awesome. You guys are phenomenal. Everything, the entire package down to a T, and really wonderful musicians. And you have sold out shows. And it's thank you for being here. And thank you for sharing your music. And thank you for sharing everything that you do.
No, thank you for having us. And see you soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wopop KXP 90.3 Seattle, where the music matters.